"I myself am in the warden's keeping," answered Fadimir, "nor have I yet taken up my authority in the city. But had I done so, I should still listen to his counsel, and should not cross his will in matters of his craft, unless in some great need. But I do not desire healing," she said. "I wish to ride to war like my brother Eomer, or better like Theoden the king, for he died and has both honour and peace." "It is too late, lady, to follow the captains, even if you had the strength," said Faramir. "But death in battle may come to us all yet, willing or unwilling." "You will be better prepared to face it in your own manner, if while there is still time you do as the healer commanded. You and I, we must endure with patience the hours of waiting." She did not answer, but as he looked at her, it seemed to him that something in her softened, as though a bitter frost were yielding at the first faint presage of spring. A tear sprang in her eye and fell down her cheek like a glistening raindrop. Her proud head drooped a little. Then quietly, more as if speaking to herself than to him, "But the healers would have me lie abed 7 days yet," she said, "and my window does not look eastward." Her voice was now that of a maiden young and sad. Faramir smiled, though his heart was filled with pity. "Your window does not look eastward," he said. "That can be amended. In this I will command the warden. If you will stay in this house in our care, lady, and take your rest, then you shall walk in this garden in the sun as you will, and you shall look east, whither all our hopes have gone. And here you will find me, walking and waiting, and also looking east. It would ease my care if you would speak to me, or walk at whiles with me." Then she raised her head and looked him in the eyes again, and a colour came in her pale face. "How should I ease your care, my lord?" she said, "and I do not desire the speech of living men." "Would you have my plain answer?" he said. "I would." "Then, Eowyn of Rohan, I say to you that you are beautiful. In the valleys of our hills there are flowers fair and bright, and maidens fairer still, but neither flower nor lady have I seen till now in Gondor so lovely and so sorrowful. It may be that only a few days are left ere darkness falls upon our world, and when it comes I hope to face it steadily. But it would ease my heart if, while the sun yet shines, I could see you still. For you and I have both passed under the wings of the shadow, and the same hand drew us back.